Obviously, my name is Phil, and I like to watch things on Netflix on the big screen and the small screen. So make yourselves comfortable, everybody. We're gonna get snuggly and get cracking, because I have been watching something on Netflix lately that's, I've got to say, about 4 years overdue. And it's the kind of 45 minutes you want to make sure you set time aside for. It's the kind of Netflix and Phil action you want to indulge in and really make the most out of. I'm talking about Breaking Bad. It's on a Game of Thrones, House of Cards style level of goodness, and you are going to love, ladies and gents, how it all escalates and escalates in such dramatic fashion, as you have the chemistry teacher with a moustache, sort of very Ned from The Simpsons style hair. He's a chap called Walter White, and he discovers he has terminal lung cancer. And through some way or another, he turns to drug dealing so that he can create some cash for his family. And he has the sidekick of low-life druggie Aaron Paul, who plays a chap called Jesse Pinkman. Yo! Now there's action, there's tension, and a dab of comedy, which creates this wondrous mix of, well, after the somewhat scene-setting first five episodes, this wondrous mix of action and drama and tension as it all escalates into such fantastic television. It's like Game of Thrones, right? Where after those first five episodes, like Game of Thrones, where it all kicks off after, spoiler alert, Sean Bean dies. Go watch it, kiddos. But ladies and gents, that's just foreplay. Now, are you ready for something? Feel a little bit strange in your neighbourhood, a little bit of fantasy action for an otherworldly sort of pleasure? This comes from the brand new Ghostbusters film. Now, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the tag-teaming duo of Melissa McCarthy, who stars as one of the Ghostbusters, and the director, Paul Feig, who worked... they both worked together in the spy spoof called Spy, the Jude Law that was out last year, and they really know how to mix up slapstick and wit when it comes to comedy on the silver screen. Melissa McCarthy is the Bill Murray of the Ghostbusting Scientist Collective, although she's less sort of fervent on molesting Sigourney Weaver. Now, she's joined by the more nerdy Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon, history buff Leslie Jones, and the token awful secretary, Chris Hemsworth, aka Thor. One of the things I loved about the recent Star Wars is how it combines a damn good film with so many great riffs on all that happened previous. Now make sure that you stay buffed in the cinema, so make sure that you can catch them all. And in the spirit of Netflix and Phil, ladies and gents, let's get it on.
It will haunt you every night. Whatever they are, no one should have to encounter that kind of evil. Except you girls, I think you can handle it.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Somebody is trying to unleash the dead on New York City, and we may be the only ones who can save it.
Why am I operating the untested nuclear laser?
You have the longest arms.
Fire!
Oh, well. These women are just sad.
I'm sure she just misspoke.
Sad, bored, lonely, sad women.
Oh.
Hello. I'm here at the receptionist job.
Hi. You're hired.
God, you're all sweaty. There are people out there that need our help.
Okay, I got it.
We need to form a group and build something to fight these damn ghosts.
That's exactly what we already do here.
Oh, we're the Ghostbusters!
Something big is gonna happen.
I think the word we're looking for is apocalypse.
Kick the unliving crap out of you! And you! Especially you!
We don't want mass hysteria.
Get out of the city! Get out of the city!
Kevin, can you answer the phone?
I can't. It's in the fish tank.
The one on the desk.
Oh, that one. What's the place called again?
Conductors of the Metaphysical Examination.
Got it. Ghostbusters.
Patty! Don't move!
You got a,
Nope. I'm tired.
No.
Listen.
I'm just gonna go ahead and take off. How about that?
I don't really think that's a good idea.
Nope. Going to take off. Don't upset the ghost. Really?
Starring Melissa McCarthy and directed by Paul Feig, both from Spy and Bridesmaid, it's out now, the brand new Ghostbusters. It's rated 12A, and in my mind, perfect Netflix and film material.